split on the road tonight for Southeast Upsilene's basketball teams. Hi, everyone. Devin Haney here in Beloit at Beloit High School for Salina Post. Tonight here on 99KG and also Salina Post, split action between Southeast Upsilene and Beloit. It's a Trojan War in the NCAA. On the girls' side, Wayne Sager's group came out. They played very, very well. Went back and forth with Beloit in the first quarter, and the Lady Trojans of Southeast Upsilene would lead 12-11 at the end of one. Second quarter, though, Southeast would outscore Beloit by a count of 14-8. They would take a 26-19 lead into the locker room at halftime. In the third quarter, it would continue to get better for Southeast. They would outscore Beloit by a count of 14-7 and lead 40-26 at the end of the third quarter. Southeast would then step on the throat of the Beloit team. They would build a lead as much as 24 points through the fourth quarter. They would end up winning by 23, 53-30. Freshman Erica Montgomery goes for 22 points for the second time in a row. 7 rebounds, 6 steals to go with that. Heather Cleveland, 14 points, 12 rebounds as well. Southeast Upsilene shot very, very well from the free throw line, going 15 out of 17 for 88%. Southeast now with the 53-30 victory over Beloit, 4-1 on the season. They are 1-0 in league play. On the guys' side, Southeast comes out and they were right in it throughout the first half and even through three quarters against a state-ranked Beloit team. Beloit did have a lead 15-12 at the end of the first quarter. Southeast would be down by 9 in the second quarter, but they would have a flurry to end the first half. They would get a 3-pointer after a missed free throw by Easton Montgomery. So with the first free throw and the miss, that's 4 points there. Beloit would come down, they would throw an alley-oop, and they would miss that alley-oop. But then Southeast would come down and hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer for a total of 7 points within about 29 seconds of clock time. And it's a 2-point game at halftime. Beloit led 29-27. Southeast would play even with Beloit through the third quarter and go into the fourth feeling pretty good about their chances, down just 46-44. But Beloit would start switching defenses on Southeast of Saline. Southeast just unable to handle it. And they would score only 2 points in the whole fourth quarter and lose 58-46. For Beloit, they improved to 3-1 on the season, now 2-0 in league play. Southeast Upsilene has their 3-game winning streak broke. They are now 3-2 on the season. They will return home. Will Southeast Upsilene's girls and guys basketball teams to play Ellsworth 1 week from tonight on Tuesday night. Ellsworth and Southeast Upsilene on the campus of SES. For Salina Post in Beloit, I'm Devin Haney.